It's wonderful to be back with you again.
很高兴再回到你们当中。
There's so many advantages to being Chinese.
作为一个中国人，有很多的很多的优点，很多优势。
I thought of three of them today.
我能想到三点。
One is 1/6 of all the people on the planet are Chinese.
第一个就是地球上六分之一的人都是你们中国人。
So you have a big family.
所以你有一个很大的家庭。
Second is Chinese food is just fabulous.
第二点，中国的食物很好吃。
And the third advantage is you get to celebrate New Year's twice.
第三点就是你们可以两次庆祝新年。
So I know New Year's is coming up. When is your New Year's celebration?
你们什么时候过新年？
Okay, well, Happy New Year to you again.
祝你们新年快乐。
Last fall, my wife and I took a trip to Jerusalem.
去年秋天，牧师和他太太去耶路撒冷，去耶路撒冷旅游。
And this is our tour guide here with the hat on, showing us that's the Dome of the Rock.
戴帽子人是他们的导游，向他们展示的是圣殿山。
His name was Ariel.
他名字叫 Ariel.
And he took us beneath. This is in a cave where the angels appeared to the shepherds.
这个是天使向牧羊人显现的地方。
And you can see him smiling over there in the corner.
你看他在角落里面笑得很开心。
This is the wall, the Jerusalem wall for the temple.
这个是耶路撒冷圣殿里面的一面墙。
So we're now underneath Jerusalem and seeing this wall that is over 2,000 years old.
他们在耶路撒冷的地下观摩这个有两千年历史的一面墙。
And then he escorted us down from the top of Masada.
这个是这个导游带他们从马萨达往下面徒步。
And they didn't always have those railings there.
这个山上不是经常有这种栏杆。
Can you tell the guy who's most afraid, the guy that hugging the rock?
你能不能找到这一群人里面谁最怕那个山？
That's me. I was pretty afraid going down that mountain.
石木是他自己，他一面下山一面担心。
But our tour guide, he took us to the best sites. He kept us safe.
但是他们这个导游可以带他们去最好玩的地方，并且保证他们的安全。
He was our mentor and he was our guide.
是他们的导师，是他们带领他们。
He showed us where we needed to walk. He told us how we needed to dress.
告诉他们走哪条路，穿什么样的衣服。
And our safety and our well-being were directly tied to listening to his instructions.
这些游客的安全安危全都是靠着这个导游的提的建议。
And I was thinking this week, wouldn't it be great to have a guide like that for daily life?
所以牧师这周就想，如果在我们的日常生活中也有一位这样的向导，该有多好啊！
For the young people that are here, that you would have a guide to tell you, hey, you should date this person, and oh no, don't go near that one.
在年轻人谈恋爱的时候，你也很想有一个人可以告诉你说，你要跟这个人好，不要跟那个人好。
If you're going to get married and you starting marriage, wouldn't it be great to have a guide through that first year of marriage as you're learning to get along with each other?
如果你刚结婚的话，如果有一个人可以在你身边带领你度过婚姻的第一年，该有多好。
Or a guide to help you with your job or employment. If you want to get the perfect job, you'd have someone there saying, yeah, this is what you should do.
或者有一个人可以指导你在你的工作当中，在你找工作的过程当中能够指导你该有多好。
Or when you're just about to say something really harmful to somebody.
或者当你就要开口说一些伤人的话的时候。
And the guy would say, no, 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 don't say that right now.
你的导师会拉住你说不要这样说。
Well, the Bible says that we have a guide that can be with us through our entire life journey.
圣经已经清楚地告诉我们，我们人生当中就有一位这样的导师。
Isaiah the prophet said this, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
先知以赛亚告诉我们，你或向左或向右，你必听见后面有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
God wants to be your guide walking through life so that you would be able to know exactly where to turn when you face so many choices.
神就是想在你的生命中给你带路，让你知道每次遇到选择该如何行。
I've come to believe that hearing the whisper of Jesus is the most important aspect of life.
我越来越感到听到耶稣的声音是多么的重要。
When we hear from heaven, we are radically changed because we know what God wants us to do.
当我们听到那个声音的时候，我们就会根本的改变了，因为我们知道神想我们做什么。
When God chooses to communicate with an 8-year-old or an 88-year-old, it changes their lives.
当神定义要跟一个八岁的孩子交流，或者跟一个88岁的老人交流的时候，他都会彻底的改变他们的生命。
Without exaggeration, I can tell you today that listening to the whisper of God has spared me a heartache, as big as a mountain and has blessed me equally.
我可以毫不夸张地告诉你，就因为听了神的声音，我可以免受人生中一个很大的挫折和磨难，我也被带领去接受很大的祝福。
And I believe that God still is speaking today.
我坚信神今天还是向我们讲话的。
So we're going to turn our attention to this story about this young boy Samuel and learn from his life, principles about listening to God's guidance.
所以今天我们就看看这个叫撒母耳的小男孩的生活，看看如何去听神讲话。
The first principle is this, that the Lord can appear to be silent.
听神讲话第一个原则就是主可能听看起来是沉默的。
In verse 1 here it says that the word of the Lord was rare and there were not many visions.
第三章一节就讲耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
This is a problem. If you're going through life and you are not hearing from God, that's a dangerous place to be.
这是一个不好的事情。如果你要在生活中又听不到神的讲话，是非常危险的。
Because if you don't have guidance from God, you're going to get lost.
如果你没有从神那儿来的指引，你会迷失的。
And that is what's happened to this country that we live in.
那就是现在发生在我们国家的事情。
We have turned away from God, and we are lost as a country now.
我们离弃了神，我们现在作为一个国家完全的迷失了。
So whether or not it's individuals or families or nations, when we turn from God's voice, we end up in a dark spot.
个人也好，家庭也好，国家也好，每当我们离弃神的时候，我们就走入了黑暗。
Now we have to ask ourselves the question of agency here. What's causing God's voice to be rare?
我要问你们的就是，为什么神他不说话呢？好像不说话呢？
Is it that God has stopped speaking, or is that people have stopped listening?
是因为神真的不讲话了？还是因为我们不听他的话。
And I know some might say that they think God stopped speaking, but I don't believe that.
有的人认为神真的就不讲话，但是我不这样认为。
I believe if you read chapters 1 and chapter 2 of Samuel, you'll find that what has happened is that the people have said, we don't want to hear from God anymore.
如果你读了撒母耳记上一章和二章，你就会知道，因为那个时候的人，他们不想听神讲话。
And even people in the church came to the position where they didn't hear God's voice either.
甚至在教堂里的人，他们也不想听神讲话。
I believe that God always is speaking.
我相信神一直在讲话了。
But the fault lays with us because what happens is we do this.
听不到的话是我们的问题，因为我们不想听。
Or even more dangerous, we get busy and we become hurried and we don't take time to listen.
更危险的是我们非太忙了，我们没无暇停下来倾听神的话语。
God's voice is also misunderstood even with Samuel.
神的话也经常被人误解，甚至在撒母耳这儿他也误会了。
It says that Samuel didn't know that the word of the Lord It could be that God is speaking to you, but you just don't know what his voice sounds like.
有可能神正在跟你讲话，但是你不认得他的声音。
Do you think that this might be true today?
今天 是不是也是真的？
I just saw this survey last week. There's a Nielsen Corporation estimates that every day we hear 10,000 advertisements.
上周看到一个数据，我们每天 every day
every day
每天我们看到一万个广告。
That means on the internet, on the radio, on television, there are advertisements saying, buy me, use me, you'll be happy if you have me.
在网上，在收音机上，在各个渠道，你都听到这样的声音说，你要买我，买了我你就开心了。
If you listen to those voices, you will not hear the voice of God.
如果你听的是这些声音，你当然听不见神的声音。
You've got to turn them off.
你必须把这些声音掐断。
And you've got to be silent before God.
你在神面前要静默。
Because he is speaking.
因为他在讲话。
That brings us to our second principle. The Lord is a communicator.
我们第二个原则就是说，我们的主他是一个善于交流的人。
Three times it says here that the Lord called.
三次经文中提到耶和华呼唤撒母耳。
The whole Bible tells us that God is constantly speaking to mankind.
整本圣经都告诉我们，神不停地要跟人类对话。
He fills the world with his voice.
他在全世界遍布着他的声音。
Romans chapter 1 says this, For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power, divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood,From what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
罗马书一章告诉我们，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
When you look at the stars at night, when you see the sun at the day, when you see the beauty of the world, it's shouting to you that God is there.
当你夜里仰望星空的时候，你白天抬头看到太阳的时候，这些自然的景观都向你大声的呼喊，神在那里。
Jeremiah the prophet said this, Ask me and I will tell you things that you do not know and you cannot find out.
耶利米书三十三章也告诉我们，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
So God is challenging us. He's saying, Ask me, I want to talk to you.
所以神一直向我们挑战，告诉我们，你来问我呀，我想告诉你。
I believe that every person in this room, at some time, you've heard the voice of God whisper to you.
我相信在座的每一个人，在某一个时间，你都曾听到神对你讲话。
It could have been as a child. It could be at a funeral. It could be in a church service. But God's whisper inside your conscience happens.
也许是在你童年的时候，也许是在某个人的葬礼上，也许是在某一次的教会聚会当中，神都在对你讲话。
And there are stories on every page of Scripture about God audibly speaking to His people.
圣经的每一页纸上都印着神如何跟人类讲话。
Adam,
亚当
Enoch,
以诺
Noah,
挪亚
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
Isaac,
以撒
Jacob,
雅各
Moses,
摩西
And the list goes on and on.
很多很多人。
And God not only spoke in the Bible, he continues to speak today.
神不仅仅在圣经里面对圣经里面的人讲话，他今天还是在对我们讲话。
One story that impacted me significantly was the story of Peter Marshall.
有一个故事影响了牧师，这个故事是关于彼得·马歇尔的。
Peter Marshall was the chaplain to the United States Senate in the 1940s.
彼得·马歇尔是1940年代美国国会里面的一个牧师，专职的牧师。
But when he was growing up in Scotland, he was 16 years old and he had worked a full day.
他是出生在苏格兰，16岁的时候，他是就是在外面干活。
And he decided to take a shortcut to get home that went on the top of a quarry.
他晚上回家的时候，决定抄一个近路回家。
So he was walking and it was pitch black out and he was walking along.
他就走在那个很黑的路上，伸手不见五指。
Then he heard Peter.
然后他听到一个声音叫彼得。
And he stopped and he said, "Who's there?"
他停下来说谁啊
？And no one answered.
没有人回答他。
So he took another couple steps.
然后他又走了几步。
Peter!
又听见叫彼得。
He said, who's there?
他说谁啊？
And he took one more step.
又走了一步。
Peter!
又听到彼得。
And then he stumbled.
然后他就绊了一下子。
And he reached out and he realized that he was at the very edge of a huge cliff. If he had taken one more step, he would have died.
当他倒下来的时候，他手一撑地，他发现前面就是一个万丈深渊。如果他再走一步，就掉下去了。
And he was convinced his entire life that God had a special plan for him because he spared his life.
所以从此以后，他相信神对他的人生肯定是有一个目的。因为神救了他的命。
Our God is not silent.
我们的主不是安静的，不是沉默的。
He's not like the fake gods of other religions.
他不像其他宗教的假神那样。
He is alive today, and he continues to speak to people who want to hear from him.
他今天是又真又活的，他不停地跟那些想要听他声音的人讲话。
The third principle.
第三个原则。
The Lord speaks in a quiet whisper.
主耶和华，他声音很轻。
Then again, the Lord called Samuel.
耶和华又呼唤撒母耳。
Again, the Lord called Samuel.
又在呼唤撒母耳。
And a third time, he called him.
耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳。
So the question is this: How did he call him?
问题是。耶和华怎样呼唤撒母耳的？
Are you familiar with the idiom called outside voice?
你们听没听过一个词叫做外面的声音？
They use this in school a lot.
在学校大家经常这么讲。
An outside voice is this.
外面的声音是这样的。
Samuel!
就是像这样的。
An inside voice is this. Samuel.
里面的声音是像这样的。
Which voice do you think God called this young boy?
哪一种声音你觉得是耶和华用来呼唤撒母耳的呢？
It was an inside voice.
那是里面的声音。
If it had been an outside voice,
如果是外面的声音的话，
Samuel would have said, "Who's there?"
撒母耳会吓得就说谁啊？
But because it was a gentle voice, he thought.It was the older man Eli's voice.
因为是一个很微弱的声音，所以才让撒母耳觉得有可能是以利在呼唤他。
Elijah, when he was running away from God,
以利亚逃离神的时候，
had four encounters with sound.
他遇到了四种不同的声音。
The first sound was a rushing wind, hurricane force.
第一种是很大的风声。
At the end of it, no voice from God.
风声过后，没有神的声音。
The second was an earthquake.
第二种是地动山摇的声音。
Rocks flying, debris flying, no voice from God.
石头横飞，但是也没有神的声音。
The third was a raging fire.
第三种是一个大火的声音
，like the fires in California，
就像加州的山火那样。
No voice from God，
也不是神的声音。
Then Elijah backed away，
然后以利亚往后退了几步。
And he listened，
他听。
And it says， then he heard the gentle voice of God。
然后圣经告诉我们，他听到一个微小的声音，就是神的声音。
If you're going to hear God's voice,
如果你要听到神的声音的话，
you've got to get in that quiet spot where you can hear a whisper.
你必须要退到一个安静的角落，让你能够听到轻微的耳语。
We live in a noisy world.
我们生活在一个非常杂乱的世界。
A whale, when they click.Can be heard at 200 decibels.
一个鲸鱼它发出的声音可以高达二百分贝。
That means that whale can be heard 10,000 miles away.
意味着在一万英里以外的某个鲸鱼能听到那个鲸鱼的声音。
You see, the rocket launch is 180 decibels.
火箭发射是180分贝。
A rifle shot, a jet plane, a horn, a thunderclap, all of those are very noisy.
枪声、飞机起飞的声音，这些都非常的吵。
Vacuuming.
还有
75。
吸尘器的声音只有75分贝。
That's why I don't do it. It's very harmful for my hearing.
就是我们不应该经常吸尘，因为对我们的耳朵不好。
That's a joke.
那是一个笑话。
Whisper.
细语。
15.
只有15分贝。
God whispers.
神的细语。
Be still and know that I am God.
你们要休息，要知道我是神。
If your life is busy, if your life is filled with noise, you won't hear him.
如果你的生命纷繁嘈杂，你听不到神的声音。
In quiet and confidence shall be your strength.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
Do you have any quiet time in your life?
你生命中有没有安稳平静的时间？
You realize that we have our electronic screens on for an average of 10 hours and 16 minutes every day.
每天平均有10小时16分，人们面前都有一个电子屏幕在闪烁。
It just came out last week, they realized that Apple, people are addicted to the dopamine from their phones.
上礼拜有人刚发现，人们用手机竟然会像那种上瘾，有那种有他用手机就会产生多巴胺，就会上瘾。
We're not going to hear God's voice.
我们听不到神的声音，因为这些东西。
My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him.
我的心呐，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
So when are you quiet? When do you unplug?
你什么时候才能安静下来？什么时候才能放下那些电子产品？
Fourth principle.
第四个原则。
To hear the Lord's whisper, we must have faith.
要听到神的细语，我们必须要有信心。
The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, you called me? And Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说，你又呼唤我，我在这里。以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子。因此以利对撒母耳说你仍去睡吧若再呼唤你你就说耶和华请说仆人静听
For our hearts to hear God's whisper we have to have faith
我们的耳朵要想听到神的耳语必须要有信心
Without faith it's impossible to please God
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
We have to be seeking him
我们一定要寻求他
Faith moves us from passive listeners to aggressive listeners.
信心把我们从被动的听众变成主动的听众。
See, the world says that seeing is believing, but what God says is believing is seeing, actually believing is hearing.
世界告诉我们看见了才能相信，但是在神的国度，只有相信才能听到，只有相信才能看到。
We have to have the faith that says, "Listen, Lord, I desperately need to hear your voice today."
我们必须有这样一种渴望，非常非常想听到神的声音。
There's two types of people that sit in these pews.
今天在座的有两种人。
Not just in this church, but in all churches.
不仅仅是在我们教会，在全世界其他教会也是如此。
There are people that sit in the pews and they will go home and they will say, I didn't get anything out of that service.
有的人回到家觉得今天什么也没听到。
I didn't hear anything from God today.
今天从没听到神跟我说什么话。
And then there's folks that go home and say, I have been radically changed today.
还有另一部分人回到家觉得今天神改变了我。
I heard from God.
因为我听到神的话了。
What's the difference between those two people?
这两种人有什么区别呢？
Faith.
就是信心。
Because people without faith will never hear God speaking.
人非有信，不能听到神的话。
They will never encounter that moment when they hear His gentle whisper.
当他们即使听到那个轻声耳语的时候，他也不知道那就是神的讲话。
There is an amazing story that comes from the life of Jesus.
在主耶稣的生命中有一个惊人的故事。
This is from John chapter 12.
这是约翰福音十二章。
When God spoke, when the Father spoke, then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not mine.
在主耶稣的时候，当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。站在旁边的众人听见就说打雷了，还有人说有天使对他说话。耶稣说，这声音不是为我，是为你们来的。
So there's three groups of people hearing this noise.
有三种人都听到从天上来的这个声音。
Some said, man, did you hear that thunder? Woo! That was a big one.
有人说，哟，打雷了，还挺响的。
Others said, I heard some language there. I think an angel said something.
还有人说，我听到有那个语言，也许是天使在讲话。
And what did the third group hear?
第三种人说什么？
I have glorified it and will glorify it again.
这个声音说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
One group heard the voice of the Father.
这种人他们听到了天父的声音。
So which group are you in?
你是哪一种人呢？
The fifth principle is the Lord's whisper is blocked by sin.
第五个原则，神的耳语会被我们的罪阻挡。
Samuel heard the voice of God. Eli, the pastor, the priest, the leader, didn't hear the voice of God.
撒母耳听到神的声音，但是以利这个祭司并没有听到神的声音。
Eli is the pastor. He's the priest. He's leading the nation.
以利是大祭司，他是当时以色列全国的领袖。
He didn't hear God's voice.
但是他没听到神的声音。
You know why?
你知道为什么？
Because Eli had two sons.
因为以利有两个儿子。
And as raising them, I'm sure he tried to get them in the right pathway.
我想当以利，他在抚养两个儿子的时候，肯定也尽力想让他们走在正路上。
But his two sons rebelled.
但是这两个儿子叛逆了。
And that's okay. Sons can rebel.
那可以啊，小孩可以叛逆，没关系。
But you don't put him in charge of the church.
但是你不要让他们去带领教会。
And that's what he did.
但是以利却允许他的儿子带领教会。
And his two sons were making a mockery out of faith in the Lord.
所以这两个儿子在神的面前极其不恭敬。
And he knew it.
以利是知道的。
And so God said, I will not speak to him.
所以神决定不再对他讲话。
We must understand the character of God. If we're going to hear His voice, we have to have a clean soul. Now, is anyone in this room perfect? If you are, please stand up right now. I'll give you one more shot. Anybody? Okay, nobody's standing.
No one can stand up.
That means we all realize our brokenness.
因为我们都意识到自己的不完全。
Our need of a savior.
我们都需要救主。
When you recognize your brokenness and you ask God to forgive it, you are cleansed of your sin.
当你认识到自己的污秽，你求神洁净你，你就被洁净了。
Then you can hear God's voice.
然后你就能听到神的声音了。
If you're not hearing God's voice, maybe there's something blocking it in your life.
如果你还是听不到神的声音，也许在你的生命中有罪阻挡。
How we live makes a huge difference on what we hear.
我们生活的方式决定我们听到的声音。
Right now, in this room, there is lots of frequencies going on.
在此刻，在这个房间，有很多的声波。
Can you hear it?
你能听到吗？
Can you hear the classical music playing?
你能听到古典音乐吗？
Oh, there's some rock music playing right there.
哦，还有一个摇滚乐在播放。
Oh, I hear some news radio going on.
还有一些。
Anybody hear that one?
新闻，你们听到了没有？
No, because we can't pick up on that frequency, right? Our ears can't read that.
你们听不到，因为你们听不到那个频道，那个波段。
But if we have some help,
但是借助一些帮助，
we can pick up on the frequency and the voices that are traveling in this room right now, even though you can't see them.
我们就可以捕获这些波段，就可以听到他在说什么。
Here's our helper.
这个就是帮助我们的工具。
That's rock.
这是摇滚。
That's static.
这是静电的声音。
More static. How's the static?
都是静电的声音。
All these are stations that are out there. Even though you couldn't hear that, when you have that help,
你有这个帮手的话,
you realize right now in this room there's always music playing.
你就知道说现在这个屋子里面随时都可以播放音乐。
And I want to champion right now that God's in this room right now speaking.
我现在要指出的就是神现在正在这个房间里面讲话。
But you just need to tune your ear to his gentle voice.
但是你所需要的是把你的耳朵调到他的频道上。
One great encouraging verse here is verse 7.
第七节非常的鼓舞人。
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord.
那时撒母耳还未认识耶和华。
The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him.
也未得耶和华的默示。
That word yet has three definitions.
未这个词有三种解释。
It can mean in addition to.
第一种就是说再加上一层。
It can mean nevertheless.
或者就是怎么样。
And it can mean up to this point.
第三种意思就是说迄今为止的意思。
That's what I'm praying for this church.
所以我为大家祷告的就是
So I'm praying for every person in this church.
我为每一个人祷告。
Maybe you have not heard God's voice yet.
也许你还未听到神的声音。
But this week, you're going to start hearing his voice.
但是这周开始。
This week, you're going to start getting guidance from God on high.
这周你要开始从高处得到耶和华的启示。
This week, you're going to start picking up on instructions and guidance and direction that God is giving you in your life.
这一周你要开始接受耶和华的指示和指令。
If you hear one message from God, it's going to radically change your life.
哪怕你就听到他的一个指令，也会彻头彻尾的改变你的生活。
Monday and Tuesday of this week, of last week, I was at Camp Spofford for a two-day prayer retreat.
牧师上周在 Camp Spofford。
And Monday afternoon, I spent some time just listening to God, just before Him, and just saying, "Lord, speak. Your servant is listening."
那是一个非常很安静的一个郊外的一个地方，所以牧师他就花时间听神讲话。
And I heard a whisper.
他真的听到一个。
And the whisper was, "Call your nephew."
这个神对他说，给你的表兄打电话。
It wasn't an audible voice. It was an inner whisper that said, you need to call your nephew. And I knew exactly what nephew I needed to call.
不是一个外面，从外面来的声音，是他里面听到这个声音说，你要 跟你的表亲打电话，他立刻就知道说要给哪一个表亲打电话。
So Monday night, I got on my phone.
所以他星期天晚上，星期一晚上他就拿起了电话。
I dialed his number.
他拨了这个电话号码。
And I said, Jordan, this is Uncle Scott. Do you have some time to talk?
哦，那是他侄子，对不起，他是说。说这个我是这个 Scott 叔叔，你有没有时间我们谈一谈啊？
And he said, "Oh yeah, great." Said, "Let's talk."
然后他侄子说，哎呀，太好了，咱们谈一谈吧。
And we talked for about 20 minutes.
然后他们就谈了二十分钟。
For me, that's a world record of talking on the phone with one person.
那个对牧师来讲是一个世界纪录了，能在电话上跟一个人讲这么久。
But as I was winding up the conversation, I said, oh, Jordan, it's been great talking with you. He goes, I said, I don't want to take too much of your time, but thanks for talking with me.
然后快结束的时候，牧师就说，哎呀，谢谢你愿意跟我聊这么久。
And then he said, Uncle Scott, can I talk to you about one more thing?
然后他侄子说，Scott 叔父，我还有一件事想告诉你。
And that one more thing lasted another 20 minutes.
然后就那一件事，他们又谈了二十分钟。
Because it was something that was bothering his soul, and he needed to talk to someone, and he needed to have someone give him advice.
因为那个时候他侄子正在遇到一件难事儿，不知道怎么办好，非常的渴望能跟某些人来探讨一下。
At the end of that conversation, we were both convinced that God had arranged that call.
所以那一次打电话结束的时候，他和他侄子都意识到是神带领他们俩进行这个谈话了。
Here's your homework.
所以这是我们的作业。
Daily pray the most dangerous prayer. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.
每天做这个危险的祷告，耶和华，请说，仆人静听。
Can you say that in Mandarin right now? I'd love to hear that.
你们现在能用中文说这句话吗？请说，仆人静听。
Okay, you're well on your way.
好，你们就可以开始了。
Number two, read the Bible for 5 minutes each day.
第二点，每天读经五分钟。
Number three, be still and unplug for 5 minutes. And after that, write one sentence of something the Lord whispers to you. Keep a journal of your inner thoughts.
第三点，每天安静五分钟，不要使用任何电子产品。静默之后，写下神的耳语，记在一个本子上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, I pray for these folks.
主啊，我为大家祷告。
Teach us all to listen to your whisper.
教导每一个人去倾听你的声音。
The times we live in are noisy and busy.
我们所处的时代是这样纷繁嘈杂。
And our ears pick up a lot of different voices.
很多的声音进到我们耳朵里面。
But Lord, it is only your voice that we want to hear.
但是我们只想听你的声音。
Give us the spirit of the young boy Samuel.
请给我们小撒母耳的灵。
Who said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
就是像撒母耳那样对你说，请说，仆人静听。
Speak to each person in this room this week.
求你这一周对在座的每一位讲话。
In Jesus' name, we pray this.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.